The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Going on, people. Despite what that logo says, this is Throw Down, episode 132. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, which I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
I screwed up, guys. I am like ahead of the week in my brain, so sorry about that. Yes, we are Throw Down.
Dude, when I heard that little gap, because there's always a little gap between the music of, the disclaimer and the music of Throw Down, of course, I'm like, wait a minute, there's a gap. Uh-oh, I know what's going to happen next. Right, Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Yo.
I'm laughing because of a conversation we had beforehand. Brian Manjoma.
Did I ever tell you the definition of fascism?
Started, man. By the way, it's not the first one that rings up on Google, just saying. And Adam Vale.
What up, people?
All right, no Brett action. He's watching The Guardians of the Galaxy, part two. Yeah, I just finished watching it. The movie gets, I give it 4.5 out of 5 little baby Groots. Very good movie. You know, I like. By the way, speed about not being prepared, I have my show notes, so give me a second here. Yeah, we were having a very interesting discussion before the show that we won't discuss here because it's not video game related, but the whole world is going fucking crazy. The shit doesn't make any sense. We're fucking rewriting history now. It's a lolly lulley though, man. It's real, man. Metal Gear Solid 2 warns about this shit, and we didn't fucking listen. It's happening, man. Yep. You know, the internet, man, rewriting everything, you know, definitions that have been around for fucking ages no longer apply, man.
Crazy.
Yeah. I'll stop myself. All right, man. Let's just jump right into it, man. Another slow week in gaming. So, you know, we had to kind of squander off our shit, but I think we got some good stuff here. All right. The first one is we're going to talk about Darksiders 3, right? It was officially announced. I don't think anybody really saw it coming, even though IGN probably did, because they apparently have been playing it for the last month or so. Very exciting news, right? But the thing is, I wanted to just talk about the game stuff when we will, but I was like, it's not really Throwdown-ish because, you know, we always like to, you know, find something that's maybe a little bit controversial. And I'm like, oh, wait, there is something actually kind of controversial about that. But before that, what do we think about what we've seen? They're having trailer. They got some screenshots. What do we think about that? Manny, what do you think Darksiders?
Looks like a Darksiders game. I mean, with nicer environments and stuff like that. I mean, They haven't said exactly where it takes place, but it looks like pretty much the same city you did in the first one.
Yeah, I mean, it's all post-apocalyptic Earth, you know, basically, you know, yeah. So it's that type of stuff. Yeah, they
Fake
said
New York,
you know, but yeah, like me, I was happy because I didn't know they were going to make another Darksiders game ever. You know, the fact that they were remastering the last games should have been a clue, you know.
Yeah, there's that. I mean, you get those things into people's minds earlier on, and then you just kind of play off that. But I have to say, it is relatively quick that they pulled that one together.
Yeah, definitely. The game's coming next year, but yeah.
It's coming next year. I mean, when did Nordic Games buy the rights to Darksiders?
That too, wasn't that through the THQ, that whole
THQ? Auction.
Yeah, when did they buy that?
THQ went under.
Yeah. Yeah, that was years ago, man.
So when THQ went under, so they probably were putting something together. I mean, well, how long ago was when THQ went under? Like 2000?
No. It was a few years ago. We don't need to get into specifics.
Okay, they probably, you know, I'm sure maybe, you know, that they started putting some things in motion, you know, to kind of do that. And, you know, so, you know, it's interesting to see that they're THQ Nordic now.
yeah. Nordic, because they were Nordic Games originally, right? And then they said they wanted to, you know, honor THQ, so they took on the THQ moniker. And by the way, Manny, 2013 is when they went under.
Oh, see that. See, I was right. 2013. So yeah, it's been quite a while. So I mean, that's a good amount of time to get together a team and to do a game, right?
Yeah, and they have a lot of the same guys that worked on the first game, you know, or the first two games, I believe. So that's good too. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty stoked about it. The only thing is, I'm a little upset about they don't fully have Joe Madureira on. Like, they're using some of his leftover shit, like the main character Fury, right, which we're going to talk about. He designed her and all that. She actually popped up in the other games too. And some of the creature designs that were left over, they brought over to this game, but he is not like a full-time guy like he was in the other games.
The thing is, you also got to understand, he wasn't the only designer that was on the Darksiders game. There's a couple other guys. If any of you have the Darksiders 2, the Art of Darksiders 2, or the Art of Darksiders 1, there are quite a bit of other artists that are on those games that kind of work in a similar style to Joe. So, you know, I mean, obviously he was the main character designer and he has to, you know, has to approve everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely think that even though Joe's got his own shit going on with the Battle Chasers game. So, mm-hmm. You know, I definitely think that they just probably got somebody who also worked and knew the style for the game and, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely, man. Who else was a fan of the first games?
I was sort of a fan. I mean, I picked up those definitive
one. Did you play them when they originally came out?
Yeah, I did. You know, it was interesting. It was something about the way the art design, and it had that God of War feel, you know, and it definitely felt like it was in that realm of one of the spin-offs of God of War during the time when a bunch of those were popping up everywhere.
Yeah, to me, what I liked about it was, to me, it felt like a, even though it wasn't, obviously, it was like a spiritual successor to Soul Reaver, right? That's what it felt like to me, you know? All that heaven and hell shit going on, different worlds you could travel to. I know a lot of people said that they felt it was like Zelda games and stuff. I wouldn't know, really, but I loved the first game. I loved that shit. Second game, I didn't like it as much, but I still enjoyed it, you know? By the way, those two games are available on PlayStation 4 right now for $20, yeah. Both of them, with the Fury special or whatever. So pick that. Even I picked them. I picked them up. I already have them on PC, and I picked them up anyway. You know, I want them trophies. By the way, I did get a platinum in the first game. you know, I think I reviewed the second one for SCFU, but I'm not 100% sure. I forget what the fuck. Yeah, I probably did.
All that stuff from SCFU and Play is gone with the
ad. I got to talk to him. Like, yo, Terrence, you just deleted all our shit, bro. I'm glad I saved all those old throwdowns, man. You know, but yeah, so the thing, this is the thing I want to talk about. I've been thinking about this for a while now, right? I've noticed within the last maybe year or so, right? Whenever a new game comes out and it has a female protagonist, right? You see a lot of gaming journalists go, oh, there goes the fanboys complaining again, right? And I'm always like, where do you see this stuff? Like for Darksiders, right? Everybody was happy. Like, oh shit, Darksiders is back. That's fucking great. You know, I didn't see any of these things going on.
Heavenly Sword 2.
Huh?
Heavenly Sword 2.
Also. Heavenly Sword 2? The Revenge?
Yeah. No, Heavenly Sword as well. Like, I don't know how to.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, I interject, but my thing is like, okay, basically, they're trying to make it seem like every time a game comes out with a female protagonist that, you know, gamers complain. I'm like, no, gamers have been playing as female characters fucking decades, literally decades. You didn't hear anybody complain, but just now suddenly they're complaining about it. Something, it smells a little fishy to me, you know? So Manny and I were talking about this, like, and Manny, I'm going to quote you exactly. Don't put it past these guys to manufacture outrage for hits. And I think that's what may be going on here.
I definitely think that. I definitely think that even if it is like a small minority of people, like that doesn't even make any waves. The fact that there's that is out there, that it may be there or may not be there at all. It's just there to cause people to get outraged and click on an article. To be honest, most sites work on that sort of mantra. Well, they make these sensationalized titles to get everybody all up in arms, because otherwise, let's say if they just did one article that was just like, okay, yeah, this is looking great, and then it just leaves it at that, people don't continue to click on it. You know once it goes through the Twitters and the Facebooks and all that stuff where it's been reposted or even on the website, after a certain point it just kind of runs its course.
Yeah, exactly.
You get people pissed. They continue to keep on clicking on these on articles like that because they're so mad by the information that's being put out.
even when these sites are obviously throwing their own, you know, readers under the bus, because that's what's also is making it seem like, oh, you're a gamer, you're a misogynist, you know, that the usual nonsense.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that, you know, casting everybody casting gamers in a bad light gets them hits, which is sad.
Yeah, it's fucking
Before most of these sites, the way they used to function was that, okay, you know, we're all together, we're all down, we're going to go down this road, you know, we fight for all these things, whatever. And then now it's like, all of you are fucking assholes. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah. Basically, I saw a picture like that too. Like, it was like Game Reviewer in the 90s, right? You know, this game is awesome. Game Reviewer in the 2000s. That game you like is bad. Game Reviewer, yeah. You know, currently, you know, oh, you like that game? You're a misogynist. Like, it's just crazy. But
you know, number one, and this is what's the other thing that's going to happen. Okay, so let's say she's in the game, right? And then all of a sudden, you know, they'll say that she is not a good example of female protagonist somehow. That she, you know, somehow is revealing herself or somehow weakening women. You know, it's always the same goddamn thing.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. It's like you can't really please them no matter what. Like,
first it's shame on gamers and then it's shame on the developers.
Yeah, so that's what I'm like, yo, okay. I feel some of these developers, you know, they do go out of their way to please these type of people, but then they still turn on them in the end anyway. So it's like, okay, they obviously are going to complain either way. So just make whatever game you want, you know? But I do want to say this quick thing, because I did see some people going, wait a minute, these are the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Why is one of them a woman? I'm like, and then that, you know, I could see where maybe you could be going, oh, wait, that's, they're trying to change the sex of the horsemen to fit an agenda. No, first of all, nobody said that. And then second of all, she was already established in the last two games, you know, and these aren't the biblical four horsemen, like exactly like, okay, because it's war, death. They got those right. Then it's supposed to be pestilence and famine, right? What they did in this game was chuck that and they have fury and strife instead. They're not horsemen. So it's like, okay, they already changed shit to begin with. So if they change one to be a woman, is that really a big deal? The whole thing's fictionalized anyway.
I mean, you're fighting angels in the first game.
Yeah. So, you know.
It's obviously some sort of twisted, somewhat, you know, mythology reality based on things, you know, based on stories and all kinds of other content.
Yeah, so, exactly. You know, it's just a mishmash of shit, you know? And then the other thing, you know, I was talking to Brett about this. He said that it's a case of like, you find what you're looking for, right? If you're looking for people that are actually saying this shit, we're not saying people aren't saying this shit. We're just saying they're maybe underground. If you go look for those places, you will find that sort of nonsense.
Oh yeah. Know? If you you could find people that hate anything. So obviously they, you know, okay, they can say that they're running on fact, right? Because they specifically went out and looked for people that are saying this game is stupid because of the, you know, the fact that it's got a supreme female protagonist.
Yeah.
But again, it's like there are people out there, but the thing is that, you know, the way they turn it on is like when you say a term like gamers tends to mean the whole thing, because there's no term that stands for a smaller sect of gaming, you know? It's like when you say, it's like if anything happened, gamer kills, you know, kills somebody. Okay, so that means everybody is a killer.
Everybody that plays video games is a killer. That's what they're trying to say.
It's a form, it's a weird form of stereotyping, if you think about it.
Oh yeah, totally. Think about it, you've never seen a headline, moviegoer kills people. Right, no. You never see shit like that.
Man kills people in movie theater.
Yeah,
you know, stuff like that. You don't see it specifically put into a thing. Only time you ever see that sort of stuff is when you're talking about race.
Yeah,
black man shoots somebody. White guy shoot, you know, like Caucasian or something like that. You'll see that when they break it down in that sort of form. That's when they start to, you know. You know, when it becomes something specific.
Yeah, it's just crazy. But again, I just seen this more and more and more. I'm like, come on, guys. Like, really? Like, we're going there every time? And again, I'm not seeing this shit on my end. You know, I'm not seeing people complaining like, oh, it's a woman. I'm not playing this shit. Women in gaming? Like, come on. Who really says that shit?
To be honest, I think a lot of other people are excited that the Darkstar series still exists.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Concerning the whole bullshit that happened with THQ, you know?
Yeah, I'm happy in a motherfucker, man. I'm happy about that shit. And again, all the people I saw on my timeline, I'm like, yeah, man, Darksiders is back. They were as stunned as I was. I'm like, oh, shit, they got Darksiders back, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, but like you said, they've probably been working on it for a couple of years now, which is even better. You know, it lets you know that they didn't lose faith in the franchise, you know?
No, I mean, didn't the last Darksiders do pretty decently?
They did. Yeah, they all did. They didn't do blockbuster, but they did
well. People kept comparing it to Zelda for some reason.
I didn't get. I think because the game had dungeons like Zelda and shit, and they had like Zelda. You know,
it has that. You know, it does bear a resemblance to the Ark Arena of Time sort of format, where it's like, you know, the kind of Metroidvania sort of thing. You know.
Yeah, a little bit. By the way, this game, you know, surprise, surprise. Open-ended. Like, come on,
it's,
man.
It's an open world. Yeah. But, I mean, the other games were open world, too.
Here's the thing. They weren't, but here's the thing. They said they didn't say open world. They said open-ended, and they go, each area is large. I'm like, okay, I think that means it might be like the old games, you know? We have these large areas, but they're not all connected together.
Yeah, like, you know, like what you like in the first game where you went from the city over into like the graveyard and the train stations. It's like these big open expansive environments, but they're not like open.
Yeah.
Like they're not open world-ish, but they're open enough.
Man, I want to play those games right now. It's fucking good.
It's funny because I had a PlayStation Plus had Darksiders 1. And I played that for a little bit, and I got kind of far, but I stopped playing. So I can't remember how far I am. I think I'm at like the graveyard or something.
But didn't you like beat it on PS3 originally?
No, I didn't. I never played it on PS3 until it came out.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I think I got the game day one. I'm like, Darksiders, Joe Madureira, let's fucking go. You know?
I was wary about the Joe Mad games because you know, being his last like five forays into trying to make games didn't do so well. You know, like a little game called Dragonkind, or maybe a game called StarCraft Ghost, or maybe a game. There's at least five of them that he worked on that just kind of.
Oh, I see. I didn't know that shit. I thought I see. I didn't know.
No, you knew about those games.
I didn't know he like worked on them. You know,
I think there was like something called X something or other, X Canon or something like that that he was trying to make. So he at least had two other games before Darksiders, and then there was StarCraft Ghost, which I think he did a bunch of designs for.
Interesting. See,
wasn't his fault. Yeah. That was Blizzard's fault.
But it just seems like it seemed like at the time that every single game that Joe Mad was involved with would get canceled or something.
Wow.
It's like, yeah.
Cursed.
Yeah. Chris, what's your take on this, you know, fake controversy nonsense?
Well, it's BS because I didn't see anyone complain at all about this game. I actually was shocked too. I looked at Twitter and everybody's like, oh, Darksiders 3, man, Darksiders 3, look at IGN, you know? Everybody was excited. I watched a trailer and I was like, well, I'd like to see some gameplay, but that looks interesting. I'd like to play that, you know?
Once I found out there was no gameplay in the trailer, I didn't bother watching.
Yeah, it was just a CG trailer. And that's
it was CG concept art, yeah.
But, to manufacture a narrative that there's all this controversy, whatever, it's nonsense. I mean, you know, to whoever's saying that, like, do your job. You're supposed to report on stuff that's actually there, that's real. Talk about the game, all right? Yeah. Do us all a favor and stop putting a platform up. Do your damn job.
Yeah. What I found interesting was, like, you know, some of these guys that were tweeting about that, they didn't post any links or any screenshots. I'm like, okay, you're not verifying these claims you're making. Very interesting.
No, they don't need to verify anything.
They never do, though.
Yeah, they really don't.
They just bust out their anecdotal like research or whatever they try to claim they do, and then they just say that this is what's happening, and then once they push that out into the masses, people start thinking that's what's going on. So it becomes this whole thing where they just, like you said, like a lot of times it's just fabricated.
Yeah. you know, for hits. It's fucking stupid. It's like, we like, you can't just talk about the game straight. You have to manufacture like fucking outrage. Well, now
it always has to be that there's some sort of ulterior motive. Again, these are people that are not gamers that are writing these sorts of articles. Yes. So this is who's him and what's it trying to be a fucking journalist when they're just a fucking games writer. So that's all they are, plain and simple.
Yeah, it's insane. All right. But yeah, I'm happy, man. Give me that Darksiders. You know, that's what I want. Happy about that. All right, let's move on here. All right, Chris and I were talking.
Why does people have to fucking sour something that's so good?
I'm going to tell you why, because, you know, this is just my theory, right? I think a lot of these writers, they wanted to be journalists, right? But they couldn't get into like actual real journalism. So they got into game journalism because that was the only thing they could get into. They're pissed. So then they, you know, concoct these stories or whatever, you know, because it's the hate they have for gamers is so apparent, you know, it's crazy. Yeah. It's sad. So that's my thing. Okay, I'm sorry. If you're an entertainment reporter, which I am, you're not a real fucking journalist. I'm just being honest.
Yeah,
you
know, I mean,
that's why I don't like to call myself that, because I'm not a fucking journalist. I just write shit. I that's it. You know.
I mean, the thing is, what's happening a lot for a lot of this, a lot of, you know, I mean, the guys like yourself, we're and even when I was doing it, we're only really just transporting information to something that's else. It. There is no real reporting or journalism that actually goes into this stuff. When you get a game, from a company, they give you you almost don't actually need to play the fucking game. All the information that you need to know is usually written in a piece of paper that they give you along with your game.
Yep, that's what I learned at my first press event. I'm like, holy shit, I don't need to play any of these games if I don't want to. All the information is right there, you know. And if you're a good enough writer, you could get away with it. And I know for a fact these guys do that too. You know, it's insane. But that's how it is.
So what are they going for? It's a social event where they can hook up with their buddies and not actually do their fucking job.
Talk about Filipino politics.
And talk about Filipino politics.
Oh man, it's fucking crazy. All right, let's move on because I'm gonna get pissed off. All right, this might get me angry though. All right, so Chris and I were talking about this shit. This is fucking ridiculous. All right, so Nintendo, they say they want the Switch to sell as much as the Wii, right? they want the Switch to sell 102 million, right? And again, this goes back to what I was been saying before. Nintendo is now forever chasing the ghost of the Wii. They want to try to match those numbers, even though they don't realize that's never going to happen. You know, but then of course, going back to the gaming journalists, they believe it. Oh yeah, that could totally happen, you know? But yeah, Chris, you know, you're a resident Nintendo guy. How does Nintendo plan to do this shit?
I don't know, by planting the idea in your head and hoping that you'll go out and buy one or two Switches.
Because no, Kimishima said, oh yeah, we expect multiple, you know, people in households to buy multiple Switches.
No, he's smoking something. Thinks that. I mean, there's people who will buy multiple consoles. Like, we know Brett has two PS4s in his house, and to play multiplayer. But here's the thing with the Switch. It doesn't have those capabilities besides like one or two games for local multiplayer. It doesn't have those capabilities. It doesn't even have a PSN or Xbox Live equivalent. It doesn't have anything. So the idea that he's going to put this out there and say, oh, well, you'll buy multiple Switches in your house is laughable, because you're expecting people to dish out somewhere between $700 and $1,400, right, to get two systems, right? And think about that. You get an excellent PC for $1,400, man. There's money better spent, and people look for bargains. But if he's thinking that, just go back to 2011 when he said that the Wii U would sell 100 million units, just like the Wii. He said this before.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
and
he did.
What happened? The Wii U,
13 million.
And look, the Switch is, and I said this before, I'm sticking with it, the Switch is going to bomb just the same way, because people are going to start realizing, past the rhetoric of certain journalists, past all that stuff, that the Switch has really nothing to offer you. It has a few games. Look at their financial report. They don't mention Super Mario Odyssey, so it's probably not coming out this year. And that report goes all the way to March of next year, and it's not in there. You have to look past that. You have to look at what it offers you. And people don't, unless you're rich, you know, like Jagon money, you don't have money to throw away. You have to make conscientious decisions about where you're going to spend your money. And, you know, and Nintendo doesn't exist in a bubble. You have Microsoft wants to dominate now, and they're going to come out with Scorpio, and they're going to push it really hard. And Microsoft has the money to market all over the place. They're going to do the same thing they did with Halo and Xbox 360. They're going to buy buses and billboards and whatever, and time on Walking Dead and all this shit. It's going to be, I wouldn't be surprised if Rick Grimes finds a Scorpio in the fucking Alexandria, you know? So, and they have this kind of money. So they're going to put themselves in people's heads and whatever. Nintendo doesn't have the money to compete marketing wise with those messages. They don't exist by themselves. They're being compared to Sony and Microsoft, and they're all fighting for your money for the holidays and the rest of the year. And what does Nintendo have coming out the rest of the year that honestly, you really want to buy? And if you say, I really want a 4-year-old port of a kart racing game, or I want the plus version of a team shooter, when you have 5 team shooters on PC, PS4, and Xbox One that are far superior, then you're deluding yourself. And it's fine, you know, because, and then they sent a clear message with the 2DS XL, and the same thing I mentioned in the financial report, over 50% of their revenue comes from 3DS.
Yeah,
over 50%. They're not abandoning it anytime soon. I don't care what
exclusive Fire Emblem that's coming to the 3DS.
Yeah, and
Pikmin.
The iPhone has an exclusive fucking Fire Emblem.
That's right.
And they showed a huge chunk of the revenue also came from mobile and licensing.
Yep.
So these are the things they're focused on. These are the things that make them the most money now. You know what doesn't make them the most money? The consoles. The Wii U hasn't been making them dirt. It was only 30%, 38% of the revenue last year. It was nothing. And the Switch this year, even with its record sales, was only about 20% of its revenue. And I know it was only a month in, but with all these record sales and this millions that they shipped, it only accounted for 20%. And their annual revenue since the Wii has been shrinking every single year. And I said this before. I said this in my last financial editorial. They are losing money year over year. They're losing revenue year over year. So they could say whatever they want outside of the financial report. They could say they'll sell 10 billion Switches, you know, because everybody in the family will buy one, and mermaids will buy it and whatever. They can say whatever they want. But at the end of the day, you have to look at the reality. Momentum isn't created from the system just being launched and a brand name. That's a fallacy. The sales momentum is created by product supporting it. What do they have coming out? And they say they have third-party support. Where is it? Where are the announced games for the holiday? See, it's all smoke and mirrors, guys. It's all bullshit. So they tell you they have momentum, and people repeat it. It's like a game of telephone. Like the game journalists jump on it, they repeat the message, and they want the message to resonate because they want Nintendo to succeed. But how do you succeed? You give people shit to play. You make games. And if you don't have the games, guess what? Your momentum dries up, and that's exactly what's going to happen. Watch. After July, and I said wait 30 days and wait 90 days. After Splatoon comes out, their sales are going to flatline. And if they don't have anything worthwhile coming out for the holiday, and if Super Mario Odyssey is delayed, which I think it will be, then kiss it goodbye. They will kill that momentum immediately.
Yeah, because what else are you going to play during the fucking fall? If Mario doesn't come out, that's going to be a huge blow. You know, despite what these guys say, oh my God, Chris. And then the other thing they're saying, again, analysts are saying, oh, it's going to sell 14 million this year.
Well, not only is that insane to me, but...
I mean, I guess if you buy your dog 3 Switches, okay, maybe it'll sell 14 million. Yeah. But come on, man. With every week with this shit now, yeah, it's going to sell 14 million. Who's believing this shit?
Well, Nintendo fans, all those guys are buying it, buying what they're selling you. But here's the problem. Like, even if you wanted to think that they even would meet their estimate in their sales report, which was 10 million by the end of the next fiscal year, they don't even have the supply to meet any demand. Not that I believe that demand is there or going to be there at the end of this. So I don't know what these guys are smoking, but I guarantee you they will not meet the financial standard, they won't get close. All right. So they definitely won't hit 40 million. They won't hit 10 million. They'll be lucky to hit 7 million, maybe 8 million. And that's lucky. And then it's going to dry up right after that if they don't bring games to it. And honestly, if this thing doesn't do well, if they undersell expectations, what are they going to tell shareholders next year? You don't have another baseball team to offload, right? So you're going to lean on your licensing, your mobile, and 3DS, which is now going 7, will be 8 years next year.
Well, yeah. You know, maybe the next thing will be start to let go people.
No, well, that's downsizing. But the thing to realize is they have one foot out the door, guys. Mm-hmm. The licensing, the deal with Universal for the theme parks, all that stuff. You go into Target now, you'll see a ton of Nintendo merchandise. That's the key now. That's where they're going to make their revenue. They're going to start producing toys. They're going to have Amiibos without the chips in them. They're going to start diversifying all their stuff, and they're going to start focusing on mobile, and they'll phase out the 3DS and the Switch. They'll just abandon it. In terms of making, they'll start to make animation deals, film deals. That's all coming down the pipe. And once they start changing their revenue stream, that's it for the Switch.
I wish Brett was here because I know he'd be rebutting everything you're saying right now. But I completely, completely agree, man. It's crazy. By the way, I do need to bring this up, right? Because again, people always going, people are so adamant saying, no, the Switch is a handheld. It's a handheld. I want to read what Kimishima said, right? He goes, and if our sales go according to our fiscal year, we will be able to see the Nintendo Switch gaining the momentum in which it can approach relative parity with the Wii. Plus, considering that Nintendo Switch is a home console video game system that you can take with you on the go, that you can play anywhere, anytime, we think there will be households that feel, you know, they need more, blah, 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 blah. But even Nintendo keeps saying home consoles, video game systems. That's what they keep calling it as. Like, yes, it's portable, but it's a console you can take with you. It's not a handheld, right? You know?
That's what I was telling Brett before.
It's their double speak to kind of so that people who are currently buying the 3DS or anything like that don't feel like they're gonna stop.
Yeah, guys, like, hey, you have two different things. You have a handle. No, and
they're specifically making that difference, even though there really is no difference. It's because as soon as they start saying that this thing is it goes down the road of this being a handheld.
What the fuck do I need a 3DS for?
That will instantly kill their 3DS sales. So what they'll do is they'll keep that 3DS still around and run that thing to the ground, right? And if the Switch gets to a point, that's when they'll make the Switch over.
Yeah.
Well, the whole thing with Nintendo and their state of the consoles is that they pin themselves into being a gimmick console every year every iteration of what console they release. So, you know, the Wii U, they try to do that tablet shit before with the Wii. They fooled people to believe that they could fucking play tennis, virtual tennis, and that they could fucking lose weight by playing video. Yeah. they fooled people by fucking doing that. So what is the Switch? What is the Switch's gimmick? Because we already know that they can't compete with third parties. That's the only, like, Microsoft. The only reason why Microsoft is viable as a console is because they have their third party support. They don't have that strong first party support. They barely have exclusives anymore. So that's the thing with them. But fucking Switch doesn't have the third party support. They have nothing.
Right. So when Kimishima says things like, we expect strong momentum because we'll be carried by third parties, it's all fluff because they don't have the third parties.
To be fair, though, they do have third parties in the form of indies that you could play on another console. But that doesn't drive
system sales.
Well, like, I agree with you. I'm just saying, because you know, Chris, you know motherfuckers are going to come here. They do have third parties. Just saying that. But again, are you really going to buy a fucking Switch for a game you could, indie games you could play on fucking PS4 and Xbox and PC? Come on, man.
Most of them are ports.
So yes, the third party support is there, but they're not third parties that are going to move any systems.
It's not Call of Duty. It's not Battlefield. It's not Ghost Recon. It's not fucking The Division.
Grand Theft Auto.
It's not any of that. It won't be
Red Dead Redemption 2.
By the way, Darksiders 3 coming to PS4, Xbox, and PC. Guess what it's not coming out for?
Yeah, and that you'll face that a lot. Like when young kids or whatever, when they're getting a game console and they see Darksiders 3, GTA 5, Red Dead Redemption 2, and look where it's going, and it's not going to the Switch, well, guess where they're going? Mm-hmm. They're going to either PlayStation or Xbox or PC. Those are their viable options to play the games because their friends are going to play those games. Your friend is not going to fucking play Binding of Isaac and you're going to spend $400 to play that with him. The game is 5 years old. You can play it anywhere.
Yeah.
No. So, and the idea of portability, please stop with the narrative of like this thing is portable. Nintendo's been making portable since 1988. Okay, it's called the Game Boy. Yep. They've had handheld systems for decades. So the idea that everyone's saying, "Well, I could take my game anywhere," well, big fucking deal. Like I could take the Vita anywhere and remote play my PS4 and have a full featured console game on there. This is not new, right? So that argument is right out the window because most people, and even older gamers, guess what? I don't have a commute. I work from home. But even if I did have a commute, I'd have to drive. So either of those things aren't viable to me, and they're not viable to most people. Down here in Austin, we don't have a freaking subway like New York. There ain't a good public transportation. So you're driving or riding a bicycle. These people can't play a Switch on the go.
Yeah, that's right.
So you lose all that audience. So who are you marketing this to? You're marketing to a dad who's tired at the end of the day and his kids play Switch. Oh, can he watch Hulu or Netflix on it? Because maybe that's what he wants to do. If that's the only system in his home, that's bad. And then the whole second system argument, right out the fucking window, because, again, people – look for value. If you already own an Xbox or PlayStation and it's giving you all these experiences, why the hell would you buy this thing for a second experience when most of the stuff is being ported to it?
Yeah.
Oh, and also let me also add, this is slightly unrelated, a certain console, a handheld console called the Failure also just so happened to outlast a certain console that was also a certain big boy supposed console, the Wii U. I'm talking about the Vita.
Yeah, apparently, the Vita is going to have more games this year than the Switch.
Yeah. So the game, the Vita has more games than the Switch. It also outlasted the previous Nintendo console and outsold it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a failure.
Yep. Isn't that something?
Yeah. You know?
The same guys I love to shit on Vita, right? You know that. Praise the Wii U. I'm like, yeah, isn't that funny, right? Because the system you're shitting on outlasted your system. Ain't that something? You know? It's fucking crazy. Yeah, Nintendo, they're smoking some shit. I don't even smoke weed. I want whatever they're smoking. Give me some of that, please. You know? And I want the same shit that the fanboys are smoking because they're fucking crazy.
Well, right? They included it with the pre-orders, I think.
Yeah, the shit. You know, you smoke that shit. All right, man, let's get in. Let's go.
Yes, yeah. The shit.
Let's move on to the next story, man. This shit is crazy. All right, so Phantom Dust is not canceled, right? Like many people have been reporting. It's actually coming out, right? But there's a little caveat there. Originally, it was supposed to be a full-on, you know, HD remake, right? Nice new textures and all that. Apparently, Microsoft canceled that. So the developers were like, okay, let's just port the shit. You know, the game looked good anyway when we originally made it. So, bam, there you go. It's 1080p, 4K, all that nonsense. So, Polygon had a big preview for it and stuff. And, guys, I don't know if you saw it, but this shit looks like booty butt cheeks.
Well, it looks like an original Xbox game.
It looks like a PS2 game with that on PS4, you know? It looks fun. I'm like, come on, man. Like, okay, maybe it's better that the game came out than it didn't come out at all. But I'm like, if you really want to present it like that, man, I don't know. Like, again, I just finished playing Voodoo Vince. They did a really good job on that one. They remastered all the shit. It looks nice, right? But this shit, I'm like, yo, like, I'm looking at the settings. You know, when you're watching a YouTube video, I'm like, is that a 480? What the fuck is this shit, you know? Oh, man. So, yeah, I want to hear what you guys have to say. I never played this game. Apparently, it's like a weird combat / card game type of thing, you know? I was interested in it, but now I'm like, I'm not buying a game that looks like that, you know?
Well, number one, the thing is you were interested in what they originally were going to do, which was a new game.
No. They were going to do a remaster of the original, right? That's fine. But come on, you can't be having these low-ass looking textures like that, man.
Well, no, I mean, it's just them saving money, man. That's it.
And, yeah, but the trade-off is you get an ugly-looking game. Like,
yeah.
People look at that. Like,
well, they're not going to – listen, number one, they're not going to spend a shitload of money on a game that that nobody gave a shit about in the fucking first place.
Yeah, just to make that point clear, the original game sold 100,000.
The game – yeah. The game
took it on in the first place.
Yeah. It's considered a cult classic. I mean, to be honest, that's why when they were talking about making a new version of that game, like a totally new one, remember where they did the trailer and all that shit not long ago? Obviously, that was a point of trying to kind of revitalize the series and almost do get people interested again, but they canceled that. So the alternative is just to put out the same old bullshit that didn't work last time.
Yeah. Hey, achievements though.
Oh, achievements, whatever. You're going to spend, you know, I mean, obviously there is a bunch of Phantom Dust fans out there and they're going to buy that shit in a heartbeat. So who knows? Maybe they'll make on their investment. Maybe that's exactly what this needed is just they wanted it. But the thing is that to be honest, they could even just have made it, well, then again, that Xbox One is not really compatible with backwards compatible with Xbox original
Xbox games. Exactly, but I don't know, man, just the presentation just looks like, if the people didn't buy that game before, I don't think they're gonna buy it now, you know.
To be honest, I mean, like, get somebody like Bluepoint to do a really nice job. Look at any of those fucking Kingdom Hearts games or any of the Final Fantasy games. Those games look amazing, and they're PS2 games because they spent the time and redid all the textures, even put in new models in the game to kind of, you know, to get it to that quality.
But again, that's what they wanted, right? That's what the developers wanted. But Microsoft's like, nope.
Yeah, they're not going to spend money on a game that didn't do anything. That's like asking them to say, hey, look, redo Blinks the Cat.
Yeah. They ain't gonna do that shit. Yo, man, bring that shit back. Yeah.
You know, he was created by the creator of Sonic.
Oh, really?
Yuji Naka? Blinks the Cat is the guy who drew Sonic.
Oh, okay. The designer.
Yuji Naka did not design Sonic.
No, I know that, but he was
the guy who actually drew Sonic and, you know, designed him. That guy. So that's
the Sonic with the werewolf fangs and stuff.
No, not that one.
Adam, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know that one. That was the original design. But, That one came out in Japan.
Did it?
Yeah. Because remember, they decided to release both their own versions. So, like, all right, you use yours, we'll use ours, and we'll see which one sells better.
I don't think they did that. No. I think Sonic always looked like that. But anyway, Adam, did you ever play Phantom Dust, man? Because you're an Xbox guy.
I did for a little bit, and then I stopped. It wasn't something I was interested in.
So yeah,
you know what? Microsoft should really invest in redoing a remaster on fucking Blue Dragon. Now that was a really standout game.
Yeah,
created by the guy who created designed by the creator of Dragon Ball Z, right? And the friggin' story is by the guy who created Final Fantasy?
Yeah, that was a good one.
They needed your new Lost Odyssey, man.
You could get that backwards compatible.
You have that much, at least.
Yeah, that's true. But it's just crazy. I'm like, again, I like the fact that I could play these old Xbox games I never got to play, but I'm not going to be playing a game that looks like janky, you know? But even the actual game itself looks kind of stupid. I'm like, I was watching the video. I'm like, I don't understand what's happening here. Like, these guys are like trying to beat up each other, and then they collect some orbs, and then some card stuff.
It was weird. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Well, I mean, that game, Phantom Dust, is when Microsoft was trying to play up to, you know, like grab a lot of those famous Japanese directors. The director of that game is a, you know, pretty well-known Japanese game director. And just like how they did with the creator of Final Fantasy and a bunch of other games were obviously Japanese, you know, creators.
Yeah.
But all those games really didn't do anything. With the exception of, you know, them deciding to do, you know, with Team Ninja doing Ninja Gaiden.
But yeah, I don't know. It's crazy. So, but apparently, you know, that's going to be one of the big games now.
Is it going to be a big game? I don't think it's. I don't think it's going to do anything, to be honest.
Yeah, we'll talk to the fanboys. Because
hey, listen, here's the thing: if you are a Phantom Dust fan, okay, you're a Phantom Dust fan. But the thing is, plain and simple, Phantom Dust is not going to make the greatest amount of money. It's probably going to do, because of inflation, it's maybe going to do a little bit better than the original one. But I, you know, this is not Microsoft committing to anything. This is just a port that probably didn't take that much to develop, and they'll probably make all that money back, you know, in sales. But it's really not going to do anything.
Yeah,
this is. No one ever asked for one.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, again, that other Phantom Dust game, the one that was supposed to be a totally new game, that was supposed to be a revitalization of it. So it's, in other words, it's a known game. It's a known video game name, right? But it's them totally reinventing it, kind of like the way Prey. Red Dead, like the way Prey worked, or even Red Dead.
Yeah. You know?
Not many people. I mean, I'm a huge fan of the original Red Dead Revolver game, but that game only the name is in the zeitgeist. Red Dead Redemption is the real one, one that everybody knows.
That's right. Tell somebody about Red Dead Revolver. Like, what? Don't you mean Red Dead Redemption? You know, they don't know it.
Yeah, Red Dead Revolver did decent numbers. It did exactly what they had kind of expected. But Red Dead Revolver is really the big boy.
Yeah, Red Dead Redemption.
The first Red Dead, that was overshadowed by...
I remember Red Dead Redemption,
That one was the better one.
Yeah, by the way, I want to give a quick shout-out to VannyPan26 in the comments. He goes, this is one of my favorite podcasts, y'all the shit. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you.
Or madam.
even though I fuck up with the intro sometimes.
It's all good. But yeah, Phantom Dust. I don't know.
It's a little bit disappointing, to be honest.
Yeah, definitely. I was looking forward to it because, again, I like the fact that I can play those old Xbox games with remastered, like with Voodoo Vince. I had a really good time with that game. Apparently, people shitted on Voodoo Vince. I'm like, really? The game is fun, you know?
Yeah, when I heard that they're making a remaster of Voodoo Vince, I'm like, Voodoo Vince? That game was stupid.
Yeah, I like the game, you know?
But I mean, the thing is that I feel like I think they also probably did a lot of improvements for gamers too.
If you look back at some of what the game used to look like, it's like, wow, you know, it's really different. They like redid the menus and everything. They did a good job on it. With this one, it's like, just ported it, whatever, with Phantom Dust, you know. But I guess that's all they could do since Microsoft didn't want to fork over the money for the full on remake, you know.
No.
There we go. We get Microsoft doing it again. I guess it's good for the gamers, right?
So it looks
go ahead.
No, just talking about these remakes and stuff. It looks like there is going to be another Halo that they're going to announce.
Of course, there's going to be another fucking Halo.
Yeah, but I didn't think it would be so soon. No, I just didn't think it was going to be this.
What, Microsoft doesn't have anything. They need to drop a Halo.
They need to drop a Halo anytime the Gears isn't coming out.
Basically, I can believe that shit. All right, man, let's move on here because I did a Tony's take on this, but I want you guys' thoughts on it because we got to nip this shit in the butt. This is fucking dumb. So some analysts, right, you know, who apparently so this guy, because he predicted that Sony was going to come out with the PS4 Slim, people are saying, oh, he was right about that. He's probably right about this. Anybody with a fucking brain could have told you the Slim was coming, you know? Come on, man. So anyway, this guy's saying that the PS5 is coming out 2018. No, it fucking isn't. Sony would be stupid to do that. You know, literally two years after the fucking Pro? Are you kidding me?
No.
You know, it's, oh my God, but people are believing this shit. The Sony fanboys specifically, you know what? And you know what? I'm going to be completely honest right now, right? The reason the Sony ponies want this shit is because they want something to, you know, throw at Microsoft. Oh, we got the more powerful console now. Come on, guys. PS4 as it is going to murder the fucking Scorpio because it has games, just like we talked about many, many times here. But PS5, here's the thing. Again, I broke this down before, and, you know, you guys let me know what you think, right? Okay, 2013, we had the PS4, right? 2016, 3 years after that, PS4 Pro. So I think 3 years after that, 2019, the PlayStation 5, that's when it'll come out. 2019 or 2020, not no 2018.
It doesn't make any sense. It's like they released the PS4 Pro last year, and they're not losing any steam when it comes to sale. Why invest on a freaking new console when you don't need to release it? It doesn't make any sense financially.
Yeah, exactly. Sony would be shooting themselves in the foot by doing that. And then the other thing is, you know, like, okay, because the PS5 is supposed to be the actual next generation console. I guarantee right now, if it comes out in 2018, it's going to be underpowered. You know, so it negates the whole thing. It's so fucking dumb. And the people are just so quick to believe it. That's the part that really annoys the shit out of me. You know, like, oh, he was right about the PS4 Slim. He's going to be right about this. Come on, guys.
We knew everybody knew, everybody and their grandma fucking knew there was going to be a PS4 Slim. The, you know,
I'm like, oh, let me see. PS1. Did it get a Slim console? Yeah. PS2. Did it get a Slim console? Yeah.
Yes.
PS3. Did it get a Slim console? Yeah, it got.
They two got two of them. Slim on the Slim consoles.
Why the fuck wouldn't the PS4 get a Slim console? Come on.
Well, man. Exactly. You're gonna. They're always going to. They're going to build. What they've done is they're going to build a model that's cost effective. It's at a lower price range when it comes to when that point in time happens. You know, all the tech gets cheaper, so that means they can make another flat like an even slimmer console.
Yeah. It's just so stupid, you know. I'm sorry, I'm forgetting this guy's name, but he said he made a very good point because I've been pretty adamant about my whole 2019 date, right? But he kind of swung me maybe into 2020. He says that in 2020 is when the Olympics are going to be held in Japan, right? He's like, that's a perfect chance to advertise the fuck out of the PS5. And it's also the 25th anniversary of the worldwide release because it's 25 years in 2019 for Japan, but 25 years mostly worldwide. Now, there's a couple countries I didn't get it 25 years later, but in America came out 25 years later. So I could 2020, I could definitely see that. He also slipped this in there, which I thought it was interesting too. This is not places. He goes, hey, that, you know, if the Switch is successful, that would be a good time to release another version of that too. Like, I see what you're getting at, you know.
Didn't Nintendo have a little feature on the last Olympics?
I think they did. So I think, you know, maybe 2020 is like advertise the PS5 during the fucking Olympics. The Japanese, you know, not the Japanese, but the Olympics are taking place in Japan. You know, I could see that happening. And again, just like Carlos said, if the PS4 is doing so well, they don't even need to release it in 2019. They could wait till 2020. You know, the PS4 is finally really hitting its stride, right? Why the fuck would they cut the legs off this thing by releasing the PS5 too early? Just because they're scared of... What the fuck do they have to be scared of Scorpio for? The Scorpio ain't going to do shit.
They only just got those big... Like this year, we only just got a bunch of games all at once.
Yeah, it's finally
here. You're saying they're going to stop that? No.
Yeah. And you know they're coming out with more shit.
So you know there's a fucking God of War coming. You know God they got that Days Spider-Man's Gone
coming. All that shit Spider-Man. Is coming.
So, yeah. They're not doing that. They're not fucking Nintendo. Hey, we got this really we got this.
Hey, you want the 2DS though?
Yeah.
You got to switch. You got to 2DS. Fucking dumb.
Yeah, I mean that is feasible. Also, Nintendo proved that you don't really need to launch a system around the holidays. They've done it twice, and it has worked out. At least for the 3DS, it's worked out. That released in March, also of 2011. So you can release outside. So if they did it early 2020, that's not possible, you know?
Yeah, hold on a second. I got to stop the show a little bit here. Lunar1745, he goes, you got a Nintendo 3DS game for $40, and they're also selling their season pass for $45. What game is that?
That's a Fire Emblem. $85, baby, $85.
Kotaku had an article today on that, yeah.
Wow. I tweeted that out. Thank you, Lunar, for that. Holy shit. Yeah, it's a Fire Emblem. Wow. I
actually tweeted that out before.
Yeah, you did. By the way, I find that very interesting that the season pass is more than the actual game.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Nintendo, man. But yeah, anyway, 2018 PS5, no, stop it, it's bullshit.
What's 2020 just makes sense. It just sounds
2020,
better. Yeah. Like, yeah, 2020. It's just like when everyone rushed to get things out in year 2000, you know?
Yeah.
You want to hit that number that year.
Or $9.99. Oh wait, console died.
You know. Oh man, it's crazy. By the way, Carlos, I'm doing that little trick of yours now where I hit like on the video so I can see the timestamp. I know exactly how much we got going. So I had a couple stories on reserve. So let's get to them. And Carlos, you actually brought this to my attention. So why don't you tell us about it? It's about consoles maybe having frame counters because the Xbox Scorpio, the dev kit has the frame counters, you know? So you're thinking that maybe consoles may start doing this from now on? Like, what's this all about?
Yeah, I highly doubt that they would, but it'd be interesting thing to try to pressure Microsoft to do because So think about it. In the PC, you can download apps to watch the frame rate counters on your games while you're playing the game. And the Scorpio dev kits have the frame rate counter, so the devs can see the frame rates when they're testing their games. So I think it'd be an interesting way to sort of show a transparency that devs probably don't want you to know, because the customer directly sees how good or how bad the performance is of the game. So yeah. I just found it interesting. If like, would you guys like to have an option to watch the frame rates on your games?
Nope.
I would. Because I want to put these motherfuckers to task. That's why.
To be honest, I don't care. I don't care. As long as the game runs decently.
Well, I'm always curious about that stuff. So I think that would be a nice addition.
Yeah, hell yeah. I want to take them. Yo, I do that shit on PC all the time. Like, put the frame counter. I'm looking, oh, you're dipping now, right? You're dipping now, huh? I like that shit, you know?
Yeah, because when we watch like frame rate, like benchmarks on console games, it's always like Digital Foundry. Like, they do all the testing. Like, we can look at it ourselves. We can obviously tell like when it's closer to 60 frames, when it's closer to 30 frames, but it still would be interesting like where it dips and stuff to, I don't know, provide feedback, I guess.
Yeah, but I'm thinking they're probably not going to have that because, again, it's going to expose a lot of games. Yep. You know, they're not going to do that, so it's not going to happen. But I'm wondering if other dev kits do the same thing. I'm pretty sure they do, I guess, you know.
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, if you're trying to, like, let's say you're doing third party stuff and you want to kind of check to see that both games are running properly. Obviously, you would want to see how where the performance where it's dipping in performance.
Yeah. Go ahead.
This will be something that people like. There's a lot of casual fans that don't notice the difference between frame rate drops, like when they just notice like low performance. So this will be something that they could quantifiably like detect. So,
can you imagine a fanboy wars with this shit?
Oh yeah, man.
Yeah, to be honest, yeah, all that'll do is just cause fucking trouble. It already causes fucking trouble.
No, well, yeah, it'll do the fanboy.
No, bullshit, it does. It does cause fucking trouble because people these people, all it is just going to become like a chest thumping point. Oh, this game runs. It already happens with fucking Digital Foundry.
Yeah, but I mean, it already happens.
Now it's like readily available to every single person now.
Yeah, but
what that thing does not do is okay, if you're dipping in frame rate, what does it also factor in the latency that happens with your fucking controller or the latency that happens with your fucking TV?
Yeah, but frame rate doesn't measure that.
I'm talking about performance. I mean, the thing is,
right, but frame rate is an absolute performance. How many frames does it show on your TV per second? That's it. That's all that's supposed to measure. It doesn't account for controller latency, and you need another metric to look at that.
Yeah.
So like the whole fanboy bullshit, like, you're going to get that regardless, whether like they're just going to try to find different ways, whether you have a frame rate counter or not, they're going to try to find a way. Does yours have, like, they're going to take a picture and just compare it.
Yo, it's going to be like, okay, the Xbox One version of Red Dead Redemption runs at, 30 frames a second, and the one on PS4 Pro runs at 29. That means the Xbox One is better.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That would be glorious.
But the interesting thing is, like, people having the ability to know what frame rates they're looking at, so they can hold developers accountable to provide better performance. But of course, the developers are not going to like this, so that's why it's probably not going to be in the console to begin with.
Yeah,
but yeah,
that's, yeah, no, it's not going to be there, because developers are gonna be like, "Fuck that! No, don't do that! Don't do that!" You know.
Yeah, these console people don't know what the fuck a frame rate is. Well,
yeah, that is true. You know,
I mean, but the thing is that if they didn't see it, why would they start to hold them accountable just because they all of a sudden know? If you didn't see it, then what does it really matter? All it does is just bring something to light that you didn't see before, right?
Yeah,
well, they do see it. I mean, you have services like Digital Foundry telling you all that stuff. And actually doing comparisons, so you can actually see more from Digital Foundry, because they'll show the PS4 and Xbox One version side by side and show you frame rates. So, like, taking away a metric from people, like, I don't think is a viable opinion, because fanboys are idiots, you know? They're going to look at Digital Foundry. They're going to use whatever to for their confirmation bias. If you have a measurement tool there, then same people like Carlos can just look at it and go, oh, that's interesting, you know?
Yeah. Fanboys are definitely use it for ammo, you know?
Yeah.
But it's not going to happen, though, because, again, the developers are going to be like, no, please don't expose us.
I don't know. It just seems like it just seems about as useless as having the number counter on a fucking VCR to tell you how many minutes your movie is in.
I like that, by the way. I like knowing how much longer the movie has. Like, how much longer is this shit going to go on for?
No, I mean on the fucking screen. Like, I mean, you can look at the VCR and see how long.
Oh, yeah, but like, yeah. If it's something you can turn on and off, it's not going to be something that's going to be burned into the image the whole time.
Yeah, exactly. It's just an option, you know? But yeah, it's not going to happen. I guarantee you that. Maybe some Xbox first-party games that are very confident about themselves will, but I Forza. Doubt it. Yeah, Forza.
And only Forza.
You know? Exactly. All right. And then this story is a little bit old, but I don't think we properly talked about it. So from the kangaroo from Tekken 7 will not be in it because the developers don't want to get in trouble with animal rights activists after some fucking video showed up of a person punching a kangaroo in the face. So yeah.
Yeah. Well, that video. Okay. That guy was saving his dog from getting killed by the kangaroo.
Yeah,
he literally jumped out of a Jeep, ran up because his dog was getting attacked. And the dogs on those preserves, they wear actually armor on their underside. That dog has a metal plate on its belly because a kangaroo will eviscerate you like a goddamn raptor.
Yeah.
With the claws on its feet. So the dogs have a metal plate on their underside to make sure that doesn't happen. That's what that kangaroo was trying to do. So that guy was trying to save his dog and he punched that thing in the face.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with guys like PETA telling people how to fucking live. You don't like animal abuse? I don't know. Go give the fucking kangaroos a pedicure in Australia, so we don't have that problem. How about you?
The thing is that with PETA, there is no like medium level. There's no like what I call a sane level of them. They're always insane. Yeah. It's like, okay, obviously, yes, you want to stop the mistreatment of animals in these sorts of situations. I can understand that. But then it's like, it's to the point where it's, to be honest, it's stupid. Just because this is happening in a fucking game doesn't have anything to do with you.
Yeah, that's not a real kangaroo getting beaten
up. It's not a real fucking kangaroo. Mm-hmm. What, you're going to go on, you know, other people playing Red Dead Redemption, you know, because, you know, I'm sure they obviously went after Red Dead Redemption because you could fucking hunt animals and skin them, right? Yeah. But you know what? Did Rockstar give a shit about that? No.
And also, this sets a bad precedent because once you kowtow to crazy organizations like PETA and do this, they think they can now go after other developers and make more ridiculous claims and think that they'll bend to their will. And really what you should have done is ignore them because they're insane and just put the game out as is in Japan and here. It wouldn't affect your sales. These guys weren't going to buy that game anyway, so don't worry about them. And if they want to pour blood all over themselves and fly to Japan and walk in front of the in front of your offices, well, all you do is hand them a bottle of water and say, that's a sad day for you, and move on with your day. Don't give these guys an inch. Don't let them, because then they will ask for other games to get altered. They will ask for more insane things. The insanity doesn't stop. It's not going to stop with the boxing kangaroo you pulled out of Tekken. Now you open the door for them to make more crazy demands. It's a game. It's fiction. Nobody's going out punching kangaroos, all right? I don't even have a kangaroo to punch here, anywhere near me, right?
Yeah,
so I'm not going to get the urge to do it just because I played Tekken 7.
Yeah, it's going
to
cause a wave of kangaroo punching. It's fucking ridiculous.
I think it was just them trying to what do they call it? Snip something before it may become some sort of issue. I don't think they specifically heard anything from PETA saying, hey, you should remove this stupid kangaroo from the game it's funny because Kuma the bear is still in the game.
Oh, there's a reason for that. Harada said, oh, he's still in the game because obviously a bear is stronger than a human. He's taking a piss at this too, you know.
He thinks it's stupid.
There's a couple of things I want to say on this. First of all, And he's right about it. I'm going to read what Harada says, and then I'm going to go off on it. He goes, it seems that in the last few years, there's been more animal activists. Even though they probably wouldn't play our game, they still would hear about it, about a kangaroo being in our game being punched, and they would complain. He's right about that. Here's the thing. Kuma, what's the name of the fucking kangaroo? Junior or something?
Roger Jack.
Yeah. Roger.
Whatever the fuck his name was. He was in Tekken. Tekken 7's been out for a while, right? It was out in arcade 2 years ago, right? In Japan, right? These guys didn't say shit, right? Now it's coming to the West. Now they're trying to say something, right? But then the biggest thing, and Harada correctly pointed this out, and this applies to activists of any sort, people with agendas, right? They don't play these fucking games, right? All they want, they don't care about animals. They really don't give a fuck about that. They just want to feel like virtuous because, you know, they're saving animals, even though they're really not, you know? So it's just stupid that now, because it's coming to the West, it's getting your attention, and you're not even going to play the game. These motherfuckers probably never played a Tekken game or any video game ever in their fucking life, but they're trying to, you know, change shit, you know, that we enjoy, you know? And I feel that's fucked up, you know? Like, to me, I would be like, hey, what video games have you played? If you can't name a single one, like, okay, get the fuck out of my face. Yeah, you know, you're not even credible.
To be honest, it's like, it's a form of communism.
Fascism, even?
Or fascism, where they're trying to control the things that they don't have any, you know, that they are not a part of. They're telling you how to how you should do things. You know, the thing, you know, because obviously, you know, especially when you talk to, like, you know, parental things like that, like ERC-RB stuff. But the thing is that the only reason why the ERC-RB exists is because parents are stupid. Yeah. And they blame the industry for all the different things that happen when they should have been watching what their kids have been watching or doing.
They feel they don't need to. That's not their position.
No, but that is their place.
It absolutely is.
I mean, as a parent or anything like that, it is your responsibility to not, if you do not want to expose your children to these sorts of things, then don't expose them to it. But obviously, a lot of people use this all this media out there to as babysitters as opposed to actually taking care of their own kids.
Yeah.
And this is also the same sort of thing. It's like you're trying to protect people from, you know, to protect something that has nothing to do with it.
Exactly. Again, it's a digital kangaroo. People aren't going to run around and start punching. Yeah. Because there's an abundance of kangaroos in the fucking West. Right? Come on, man. Get out of here. It's fucking stupid. Bunch of idiots.
Fuck you up, man. So, like, not like they're easily, like, fuck, like, punchable.
Yeah. What happened, Manny? Hey, you mute your shit, right? But yeah, say hi to Jossie for me, by the way.
Yes.
By the way, I was looking at the comments because I wrote that story over at geek.com. They're fucking hilarious. One guy's like, oh yeah, you didn't know that, you know, kangaroo punching is an epidemic in America. At least 20% of kangaroos die per year because of this. Oh man, it's fucking nuts. All right. This is something I wanted to do, obviously. We don't typically do this, but I specifically want to do what games have we been playing, because I got to go off on fucking Mario Kart. But I'll save myself for a little bit later. All right, Manny, what have you been playing lately, man?
I mean, I'm still playing Nier. I haven't really had any time to sit down and play anything. All of my gaming is all going to be extended through multiple months, depending on my actual, downtime.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's that, and then I want to play that that game where you're swimming. I can't remember the name of it. It was on the. Yeah, I wanted to try that one out. I mean, that came out on PlayStation Network. So what is that, like, you know, an hour, the 3 hour game, right?
Yeah. All right, Chris, what are you playing?
Well, I picked up a couple things off PlayStation Store. Gravity Rush was cheap, and I never played the first one.
Nice.
So I'm going to play that, and then I'll get the second one. I think Nier's on sale, too. I was tempted. I didn't pick it up,
yeah,
but the...
Yeah, because they got the Golden Week sale.
Week sale, so, like, Nier and Gravity Rush 2 and Gravity Rush 1 are, like, heavily, like, cut down.
I want to point out that one Japanese game maker gives us Golden Week sales, even though that's a Japanese holiday, and another one does not. But anyway, yeah, that was pretty cool. I still can't finish the Ring City, man. I need some help with that.
Oh man, hey, we gotta get Brett to stop playing Zelda so he can help you, man.
Yeah, man. Well, no, all you need to do is just wait till he's done playing, because eventually he'll be done and he won't finish it.
Yeah, that's true. Hey man, he admits he doesn't finish games. Although he did tell me that he doesn't want to get 100% in Zelda.
So we'll see. What's wrong with that? What's up with that?
Who's
that?
What's wrong with him?
Who's that? Who's that person? I don't know who that is.
Right, Chris, that's all you play, man?
That's it. I did a little bit of stuff in No Man's Sky, and I got incredibly bored.
Uh-oh. Because
they introduced all this new stuff, but all this new stuff has issues, like the vehicles. You need rare elements to transport them to other planets, so it's like, what's the point?
Yeah.
I can't take them with me.
Yeah.
Oh, Brian, what was that?
So I just laughed. I'm like, oh wow, the game is still fucked.
Yeah, it is. Like it's like 1/8 of what they promised. It's like, oh look, you have land vehicles. Yeah, but I can only use them where my base is. And if I want to take them anywhere, I need rare minerals, which means I need to fly around and buy shit or mine them. I'm like, I'm not doing that. It defeats the whole purpose.
Yeah, some dumb shit. My thing with that game was like, I hated how when you travel through a black hole, in other words, the means for you to travel faster to the center of the galaxy, your ship gets fucked up. So you got to scrounge around for parts to fix your ship just to get it fucked up again when you go through a black hole again. You know?
Yeah.
It's bullshit. All right, Brian, what are you playing lately, man?
I've actually not been playing anything at all.
Like, gasp.
No, I just been on like a major like horror movie binge like last 2 weeks. Ooh, so
horror movies.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, just movies in general. Like again, Guardians 2, Fast and Furious 8, Limitless, The Thing, both the original and the remake.
Nice.
All of The Nightmare on Elm Street.
My man.
I think the first 3 Jason films I've watched.
Oh damn.
Halloween, man. 1 and 2, the original.
My man's watching the classics right
now.
Watch
it, man.
That's what I mean. Like I've been watching like I'm sorry, Carlos, I've not seen Moonlight yet.
Yeah, fuck Moonlight, man. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, man. That's not the first time you disappointed me.
Oh, come on. I seen that.
Oh, no, you did. Oh, you did see. You did see it. Never mind. You get a pass, Brian.
Come on, man. Yeah, so I've just been like massive binge of films and stuff like that.
Hey,
so,
Brian, I got to do this, man. Who recommends better movies, Carlos or me? I recommended Commando. I think I win automatically.
You guys can... The Lobster was funny, though, I have to admit. Like, The Lobster had its charm, but, man, Commando's
funny. If you want me to recommend you my favorite movies of all time, I can get you something better.
Oh, yeah, Commando's one of them will be Nell and the Pianist.
I don't watch
Joy Luck Club.
Joy Luck Club.
Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. I don't watch movies.
The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
I don't watch movies made by fucking child rapists, man. Fuck that shit.
Oh. And scene.
Okay. Fuck yeah, the pianist. You know.
Burn, motherfucker.
You're like, man.
Oh, Brian.
You're like, man, I don't care if your family was killed by the...
Oh, shit. By the Nazis. Yo, Brian.
No, what's his face? The director of that. His family was killed by a bunch of murderers. What were those guys? The Gacy family? No, yeah, Manson. They were killed by the Manson man family, his wife and his kid.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, Roman Polanski, yeah. Right.
Roman Polanski. Yeah, you asked your question, man.
Oh, I was going to tell Brian, add the Evil Dead trilogy to your
watch list.
Already seen it.
Already? Oh, good.
Good man. Yeah, you're watching the good horror movies, man. That's what I'm talking about.
This isn't horror Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying that, like, because then I just got, like, really tired of horror movies like these days. It's just jump scare bullshit.
Yeah, they're trash, man.
It all started, like, after I seen, like, the remake or the sequel to Blair Witch Project, and...
Oh, fuck.
Man, that was just fucking dumb.
Yeah, well, it's either the jump scare bullshit or the torture porn.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, you know what? Let me just, like, go through... to quote unquote when people said horror was better. So I'm like, okay, cool, I'll just go there, and then yeah, it's actually better. It's horror.
Yeah.
It's just actually scary. Like dude that comes and kills you like in your sleep.
Yep. There's suspense to those movies a lot. You know, I think the horror movies kind of suffered from the fact that now everything kind of moves quicker. But I mean, there are still ones that the people say that are quite well done that are nowadays. I mean, I hear that The Conjuring is pretty decent, but I haven't seen
The Conjuring.
Yeah, and The Conjuring too. I've heard good things about it too.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Really, the first one.
Sorry. So is like pretty much everything apart from the ending of Sinister. Like that was quite something. But anyway, yeah. No games, just this. But I have meaning to go back and platinum Dragon Dogma. So at some point this year I will do that.
Nice. No, when you guys said The Conjuring, I'm like, did I see that shit in a screening? Because I remember I saw some horror movie last year. It was so fucking bad. You know, no,
The Conjuring is a lot older than that.
It was like the main like evil villain was a little fucking kid. I'm like, just knock the shitty kid over. You know, what the fuck is this shit? You know? Oh man, the 80s horror movies, you can't go wrong with that shit, man.
Yeah, because when they put a kid in one of those movies, you know that kid's fucking bad, yeah, man.
That kid's gonna do some shit, you know? Man, watch Poltergeist 2, Brian.
Or The Omen. I mean, The Omen's not an 80s film.
Yeah,
Pet Sematary's another good one. You know, Stephen King. They used to make good fucking movies back in the day, man. That was like a 90s movie, like an early 90s. They made some good fucking movies back in the day. I don't know what the fuck happened.
Did you go through the Nightmare on Elm Street movies?
He's going through them, yeah.
I've gone through the first one so far.
Yes, man, that's probably the scariest one. They get a little silly afterwards.
The
you
second
know?
One is the probably the worst one.
By the way, is the Child's Play series still considered horror? That shit just makes me laugh.
Just
now.
Watch the first one.
Yeah, watch the first one. Watch it. Yeah, they get stupid afterwards.
They get stupid. Yeah.
Too late. I've gone to the mall.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Too late. I said binge, man. Massive binge.
Well, by the way, Nightmare on Elm Street 2, the main guy in that was fucking Beastmaster.
Yeah.
That's fun. Yeah.
I am Dar.
All right, Adam, what you been playing? Hey, Adam, here's your chance, man. What have you been playing, man?
Wildlands, man. Wildlands.
They got you, son. You're talking mad shit about that game.
Damn right.
I don't see nobody talking about it.
Yo, there's a reason why. There's a reason why I called them up. I called them up. The rep called me back. He was like, "What's going on?" I was like, "You know what's going on." He was like, "What do you mean?" I was like, "Yo, you bamboozled me." And he was like, "Please specify." So I had to send him some links, and he was like, yeah, the game is high. And I'm like, no, that's not how you advertised it. You know, a lot of people thought that this was a PvP. You know, even you thought it.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people thought that this was something like The Division, and it's not. This is more like Borderlands, and I love Borderlands, you know? So everything is offline, and if I want to turn it on and have buddies jump in, I could. If I don't, then it's just me and my squad, and that's it. You know? So, yeah, no, it's awesome. I'm still playing it now. It's like I just finished killing the first boss. Now I have like, I think 800 hours more to go.
Yeah, you're gonna go after El Chapo tonight, right? Next mission.
El Chapo.
It's like El Sleepy. No, he's what's his name? El Sueño.
That's El Cabrón. Yeah. El Sueño. Is that what they call him?
Mm-hmm.
That shit is funny, man.
Yeah, man. I can't believe how I got hooked. I'm like, damn. I wake up in the morning. I'm like, shit. I gotta go to work. Come home. Play with the family. Play Wildlands. Ever and
Wildlands is your other child.
Yeah, man.
It's the fourth child.
I did not expect that game to blow up the way it did. It's still on top 10 charts.
Oh my god.
It's still on there. I was shocked. I'm like, because every review I saw said it was boring. So I thought, all right, nobody's gonna play this, but I was wrong.
Yeah, we were all. I mean, I dismissed it completely, but
I don't even know what a Wildlands is.
Seriously, I mean, think about this. It was number one on the NPD last month to beat Zelda. Right.
It's going to probably be number one again. Man, he's like, I don't even know what a nuclear panner pant was.
Dude, I don't know. I don't know. I hear this name Wildlands and it sounds like just some generic name that just keeps getting tossed around. I don't know what the game looks like. I just know it is a game.
He checks out when he hears Tom Clancy. Yeah, when he hears Tom Clancy, he checks out.
But I didn't even know it was a Tom Clancy
thing. Like,
Clancy's Huzuma does it.
That's the thing. It's like, I didn't get Rainbow Six.
Does it say Metal Gear on it? No, it doesn't, right?
Yes. By the way, I'm glad you mentioned Metal Gear because it has a lot of Metal Gear kind of elements to it. Like, infiltrate a base in the morning, you know, during the day, at night, you could play, like, guards act differently during depending on the day and shit. You know, you could look at their patterns. I'm like, that's kind of Metal Gear-ish.
It could easily be a Metal Gear game.
It's a Ubisoft game?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So Adam, you talked to Ubisoft, like, Adam, what do you want from my game?
More of this shit. Something about it's like, man, I talked about for people that have a Vita. People have Vita Unit 13. Remember Unit 13?
Yeah, I remember that.
Anybody here play Unit 13?
No.
I know some fans going, yeah, I remember that shit, man.
Oh man, it was
Unit 13, son.
It was SOCOM. Anyone here play SOCOM?
Ryan, that's his game right there, man. SOCOM.
There you go.
This is SOCOM. This is the new version of SOCOM.
Ooh.
You got your squad. You get to do your missions.
Those are powerful words.
You jump in and jump out. You do your mission. It saves. You jump in and jump out.
Yo, man, those scores got weight.
I'm telling you, that's what this is. And that's why I think a lot of people are hitting on it. I'm like, damn. This brings back a weird memory of something. What is it? And that's what it is. Besides that, it also has an A-team element to it. You know? Yeah, you can customize your characters to look like whatever. And you could literally have a guy who looks like the main captain with a big fat cigar in his mouth. And
stuff. Yeah, you said A-team, right? He's the A-team.
Yeah. You have a black guy with a mohawk. You could do the whole thing.
Yeah, you got the chains, too?
I wish. They had that, definitely. But yeah, you can get the van. I found a black van. Got everybody in it.
You go around pitying fools, man?
A pitied fool.
Well, let me ask you this. Can you plant an explosive so when a vehicle drives over it, it conveniently blows up and flips the van over?
Yes. You can plant mines and stuff like that, yeah.
But does the vehicle flip over and then land and then continue driving?
Oh, yes. And that's when, yeah.
Now, you're Sean Murray right now. You're saying yes to everything.
No, I'm telling you, no. For anybody who knows, I mean, you can bang in. I was flying a plane. I banged into a mountain, and I spun out of control and still landed the plane. You know what I mean? It's like, shit, like I'm going down a hill. My car's tumbling. It's on fire, but it's still running. You know what I mean? It's like it doesn't seem to. It takes a lot for something to destroy. And then the fact that it's out in like the jungle area, like the way A-Team was like out in Mexico and other weird South American areas, it's the same thing. You're in Bolivia the whole time.
Yo, let me ask you this. This would remind you of Airwolf, man.
No, because we don't have those special planes.
Only the first season of Airwolf, because those later seasons.
Yeah. Airwolf, man. Half the fans don't even know what the fuck we're talking
about.
Right. They brought it back. They should know. They brought it back. That was one that they brought back.
Airwolf was the shit, man. Remember that theme song? Man, that thing was epic, you know?
It's funny how they just used a cheap, like that wasn't even a real combat chopper that they used.
Remember that TV show, The Unit?
The Unit. Sounds
it was familiar. It was like a weird special ops type show. It has a guy who does the voice for the U.S.
Is that the show that the Unit 13 was based on?
No. it's been around. It was around for a long time, The Unit. It's also like that.
Dude, man, you talking about The Unit, man. You talking about
the units. I wish this game had a demo. This is one of those games that definitely needs a demo because I think a lot of people, like myself, had a different view of what we thought. This
pretty crazy. Game. All right, Carlos, man, what you been playing, man?
So I've been playing Persona 5.
Yes.
I'm trying to get as far as I can before Tony starts playing it because I know he's going to surpass me.
Hey, you got lucky. I got a review code for Prey, so that's going to hold you. That's going to give you a week or so of extra time.
And that's still not enough, man, but it's all good. I'm just like Pat. Like I just started the second dungeon, and I think I'm like, 15 hours in maybe?
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, man, it's really good game. I recommend it for anybody that's interested. Man, I fell back into the trap, man. I started playing Heroes of the Storm again. They released their new update, man. It's like Heroes of the Storm 2.0. So a lot of people have been going back into that game. So I've been playing with a lot of people. And I've been playing Mario Kart Remastered Deluxe.
All right, now we're going to talk about this game. We're going to do a double right now, man. What do you think about this game so far?
It's Mario Kart. Like, it's the same thing. It looks good. It looks good on the Switch. Like, I'll give you that. It looks really good, but it's this game is it shouldn't be worth $50 or $60. It was $60, right?
It was $60. It's a full price game. Yeah.
This should be worth $30, maybe $40 at the most. Like, because I have the Wii U version still, and this is the glorified Wii U version, but with all the maps and the updated battle modes, and it looks nice.
It's the one with all the DLC that they released.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's like the same controller scheme. You can't change the controller scheme. Let me throw that to Tony right now because I know that.
Man, okay, so Carlos, what you're telling me is this game doesn't deserve to be getting the 10 out of 10s as it's been getting everywhere.
I believe it does not, in my humble opinion.
Uh-oh. Somebody's triggered right now. Somebody's listening triggered right now. Listen, I got to go off on this fucking game, man. Okay, and full disclosure, the last Mario Kart game I played was on the Super Nintendo, right? So just so you know, I didn't play any of that shit. Nintendo 64, GameCube, I didn't play any of that shit, right? Old school, the original one, right? So I pick up the controller. I'm like, okay, let's race, you know? So I'm there at the start. By the way, the game doesn't tell you shit. It literally just throws you in there because it's assuming you've played every single Mario Kart in existence, right?
Yeah.
One thing that was a warning sign at the beginning, no options at all. I'm like, that's kind of odd. Okay, whatever. I go in there, the race about to start. And just like with any modern racing game, I'm holding down R2, right? Accelerate. Nothing fucking happens. I'm like, odd. What the fuck? I'm like, is it the face buttons? Nah, that can't be right. I hold down B, nothing. I start going backwards. I'm like, oh my fucking God. No, they didn't. So that hold A, accelerate. You got to use face buttons to fucking accelerate. The last time you did that shit was in the fucking like mid-2000s. You know, like with the PS3 generation, every racing game triggers because it makes more sense than holding down a button. Your fingers get tired after a while, you know? So I'm like, I started digging around. I'm like, can I change them into options? Nope. You got to stick with that old shit. You know, it's fucking bad. You know, yeah. So I'm like, and the funny thing is, all these reviewers, right? 10 out of 10 is the greatest Mario Kart ever of all time. None of them mentioned that shit, even once. And then the funny thing is, I know you motherfuckers are going to say this shit. I go on Twitter, I say this. Oh, but Tony, it's always been like that. It's always been like that. No, that's not an excuse. Just because it's always been like that doesn't mean that it should be like that, especially when it's fucking broken. You know, at least give people the option, you know?
Well, I mean, you know, every game should have, and this is this is a thing on every single company. Games need the ability to change controls. Not everybody has full control of their fucking hands.
Yes.
You know,
I'm glad you mentioned that, by the way, because I was talking to I'm forgetting the guy's name, but he's like an advocate for accessibility in games. And he's mm-hmm. like, yeah, this game is a big problem because it doesn't give people options. You know, he's trying to get in contact with Nintendo. Good luck with that, by the way. Good luck with that. Yeah. Nintendo's not going to fucking listen. You know, and I got to bring this up, too, because, again, I want to see what it's like on handheld mode. Handheld mode is always almost fucking unplayable because you don't have a D-pad on that fucking Joy-Con. You got to press those buttons and you can't use the D-pad either, the analog, for some fucking reason. I'm like, are you kidding me, Nintendo? So I got to use, you know, up, down, you know, all this other shit just to control it. It was bad. And then all those little fucking Joy-Con buttons, like it hurt just trying to play this shit, you know? So I'm like, come on, man. They fucked this game up. And it would have been alleviated even on Joy-Cons if I could have just held down R2. But no, Nintendo is being Nintendo. They don't want to modernize. They want to stick with the same exact control scheme that I remember from Super Nintendo. They didn't update that shit. It's fucking crazy. And the fact that these reviewers didn't even bother to mention that is like really fucking bad. It goes to, maybe it doesn't prove it, but it's just another piece of evidence that a lot of these guys are in the tank for Nintendo. They forgive Nintendo any little thing. Imagine if fucking Forza came out with face button controls only. There would be a shitstorm, right? But since it's Mario Kart, it's always been like that. It's fine. It's forgivable. You know, you know what? I'm going to be honest. It's really fucking sickening. The fact that people are just covering shit up like that, you know, not even mentioning it. And then when you do mention it, they're trying to make you look like the asshole. You know, you're just not a fan of these games, you know?
Well, you don't have to be a fan to review a game. A game should stand on its own merits. And if it has janky controls, it's not an excuse for each game to have the same janky controls and not be a pass. No, if Star Fox Zero came out again with that same bullshit motion controls, it should get panned. Nobody should go, oh, that's just the way it is. Well, yeah. That sucks. That's why Nintendo's not going to make the money or the sales that they're still preparing for Y2K over there. So this is why they're going to have a huge problem meeting their sales expectations with the Switch.
Yeah, and I just think to myself, like, I wonder what the conversations are between Nintendo fans when they discuss Mario Kart. Like, this game is supposed to be like one of the great games ever, right? Because it has so many high review scores. I wonder what the depths and the intellectual conversations are about this game. Yeah, like, man, the way you go through the freaking Rainbow Road, like other games, it's so freaking pristine. Like, yeah. It's the same shit over and over again. Like, I mean, it's nice. Like, it feels okay when I play it on the Switch. It's a decent game. It runs fine, but it's the same shit, man. You can't keep like handing out freaking A pluses for turning in the same assignment every time, you know?
No, but it got an A plus last time. It gets an A plus now automatically. No, you got to look at the work, man.
Yeah. I was told it was the definitive edition and battle mode. Battle mode is all that was important. Nothing else mattered. Not the frame drops, not the controls, not the, Carlos mentioned another problem it had, another con that nobody mentioned. But yeah, it gets editor's choice awards and nice high scores, right? Nice deviations, but can't look at numbers. You got to just go with your gut.
Yeah, like if you want to play with your friends, you can't talk to them. That's a multiplayer standard now on everything. It's like, yeah, get an application that's not out yet and talk to your friends. So yeah, you can talk to them while you're playing battle mode. You're playing a team battle mode. They're playing online. Yeah, good luck discussing your gameplay with your friends, because you can't communicate on the fucking Switch.
You can't even communicate. And granted, you know, I will say this. I played a couple matches online and it worked fine. There was no problem there, but... Yeah, man. Oh, I need to say this, though. When I was going back and forth with somebody about the control scheme, because they were saying, oh, it's always been like that. You can't really complain. That's when the accessibility activist jumped in. Like, no, that is actually a big fucking problem. You know, it's like it's bullshit. And then and this is another complaint I have about the game. But this is probably just the way the games are. So take it as you will. I think the game is very, very fucking cheap. Like, when in your first place, you can't defend yourself when people are throwing shit at you, you know? Like, I know that's probably how the games are designed, just to level it out, but I kind of find that annoying. I'm like, am I playing the game wrong? Can you actually defend yourself against shit like that? Or you you can't, right?
You could be in first place and a blue shell comes out, you're done. Or somebody gets that bullet bill thing and they smack you out of the way, or the lightning. Like, there's so many ways to screw over racers that are in the lead.
Yeah, because this is my logic. Maybe I was just trying to use too much logic, right? I had a turtle shell with me, and as soon as I saw another turtle shell, you know, coming at me, I'm like, okay, let me throw it behind me to knock it out. That doesn't work, you know? What? I tried everything. Like, there's also like a siren thing that blasts your enemies out of the way. So I'm figured, okay, it's going to do that with enemy projectiles too. Doesn't do that. This is the part where I could understand where somebody might get mad at me, but I'm like, at least give players the option to defend themselves when some shit is coming at them, you know? Make it difficult to do, that's fine, but at least have the option. You can't do shit, you know? It's fucking stupid. I lost a whole fucking race. I was in first place the whole time. Then in the last couple of seconds before I get to the finish line, bam, 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 I'm getting fucked in the ass, you know? And I come in seventh, you know?
And it's not only that, man. Like, when you remember, you used to fall off the track and that shit would take a while for you to, like, get back there.
Oh, now you instantly get back up, right?
Yeah, man, that shit picks you up like in a second.
Yeah.
So there's no penalty for falling out of the map.
Man.
It's just trying to find a way to get everyone to be closer to first place. It's like, if you suck, it's okay, because you're gonna get the best power ups. You're gonna fall down every time, but you're gonna get up back, like, in a second. So
yeah, so it doesn't matter, you know. But even if you do get up, you're probably gonna get fucked in the ass by a turtle shell or something, you know? So yeah, I mean, again, I'm playing. I like the graphics; they're good. They mostly run at 60 frames. They, you know, 1080p. Unlike Zelda, it's a nice looking game, both on your TV and, you know, in handheld mode, right? But yeah, I just found it very disturbing that I couldn't change the basic control schemes to a modern control scheme that every other racing game uses now. You know, it's fucking great. But again, nobody bothered to mention that because it's Mario Kart, 10 out of 10. Let's give it a 12 out of 10 just because, you know, fucking stupid. Anyway, what else have you been playing, man?
That's it. But I do want to mention I bought Little Nightmares and I'm planning to play that.
Very nice.
Did you buy the one with the little toy in there?
Yeah, man. I'm holding it right now. It's pretty cool.
You, too bad you're not on camera.
Hey, man.
You're not gonna give you shit. I want to. How is that shit? I want to play that fucking game, man.
Oh no, I haven't played it yet, but I'm planning on playing it. It's like I saw like 3 hours maybe. So it's a really short game. I bought the physical version because I like anything I can get physical, I try to get now.
Yeah, but let me touch it.
Let me get it, man.
That's cool, man. And then the other game I've been playing, I finished Voodoo Vince. That's a fun game. I got a decent amount of achievements for it, like about 75% or 75%. So I did pretty good. I wanted to go back, but there's other shit to play, you know. That was fun. What else? Voodoo Vince and then Persona 5, obviously. I've only been playing for 4 hours. That is a stylish motherfucking game, man. You motherfuckers weren't lying about that. You know, cutscenes all the time, you know, flashy shit. It's really cool, you know. I did find it funny that during my like first like quote unquote mission, I got fucking lost in the Tokyo highway, in the Tokyo subway.
On the Shibuya?
I'm like, where the fuck am I going?
Man, me too, man.
And I'm like, yo, if I went to Japan, that might be me, you know? Like, where the fuck am I going?
Yo, man. Well, that's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, yo, man, I'm gonna be in this spot in 3 weeks.
Yep. You're gonna get fucking lost, man.
Hell yeah, man. That's
gonna be what would be the kicker if you hear that that jazz song playing, you know?
Yes. Yeah, the music is really fun, man. Persona. Yeah, they like you said, man, they put some money into this shit, man.
They did. They put some money into that thing. I mean, it is, you know, I mean, you know, I'm not going to say what you will about the graphics. I like the graphics.
They're nice.
You know, it's nice to have a stylized looking game rather than, hey, look, everything's real.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I like the game. But yeah, I'm only 4 hours in and I won't be playing for a while because I had to play Prey, you know. By the way, Prey, I played like about an hour and a half of that at an event a couple weeks ago. That's a good game. I like that game. So I think I'm going to have fun with it, you know. It kind of, even though I didn't play all of it, it kind of reminds me of Dishonored a little bit, you know, also Bethesda game. So I'm going to have fun with that. But as soon as that's done, play me some motherfucking Persona. You know?
Sega game, by the way.
It is, so I can technically sing it that way, you know?
You just never say it, like even at the beginning. It's always Atlas. It's never, they should just say Sega.
Yeah, they should bring that shit back, man. You know, I think Puyo Puyo Tetris did it. They're like, Sega! You know, it's like some fucking kid or whatever. By the way, yeah, Puyo Puyo Tetris, everybody's saying, oh my god, this game's amazing. It's an amazing Switch game. It's on PS4.
Oh, shit.
PS4, man. Just saying. You know? All right, so that's gonna kind of do it for us here. I don't really have any outro shit either, so, you know, like post-show shit, you know. Oh, actually, I do. We are 15 subscribers away from 1,000.
1,000?
And I'm going to do something crazy right now. I'm going to do something crazy. When we reach 1,000 subscribers, and I want everybody to tell everybody, subscribe, throw it on. We're going to give a free game to somebody out of my pocket.
Oh, shit.
Whatever game you want.
What game will that be?
Yeah, so when we hit that 1,000, a random person. Well, you know, we'll do something fun, too. It's like we hit 1,000. We ask a question, and then we give a game to somebody, you know? Just, you know, that's us showing our appreciation to you guys, you know, for supporting us and shit. I think hitting 1,000 in less than 3 years is pretty fucking good, you know? So, yeah, thank you for everybody. So, yeah, free games. So, tell all your friends, tell your mama, tell your baby mama. Subscribe to Throwdown, man. You know? It's going to be crazy. All right, so let us wrap this up. So, thank you for watching and listening. Subscribe to Throwdown on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at The Rowdown Show. Links are located in the description below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco. And tonight, I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you later, guys. Oh, yes, by the way, I'm going to be going to visit my boss tomorrow, who is the lead singer of Coheed and Cambria at a Coheed and Cambria show tomorrow.
Oh, nice. Nice.
So, yes, if you guys are there, I will be around.
New York.
New York, baby.
Gramercy, right?
Yep. No, not Gramercy. The other one. The one that you hate.
Irving
Plaza.
Not Irving.
What? Oh, Terminal 5?
Terminal 5. There you go.
That, yeah.
Yeah.
the other one you hate.
Terminal 5 is just too small.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I don't like Terminal 5. I don't like the area either, you know.
Well, it's the West Side.
Yeah, all the West Side. Fuck that. But you know, hope you have fun at the show, man.
I mean, this will be the first time I've actually this will not be the first time I've seen them, because the last time I think we've seen them was like opening up for some other group when nobody knew who the hell they were.
Hey, man, I know Coheed is paying you money, you know, for the album shit. I don't like them very much.
It's okay. To each his own. I wouldn't say I wasn't as exactly a Coheed and Cambria fan either, but I do like the story that
you like them not because they give you that money. They're the greatest band on earth.
I know. I do like the story that I'm working on. I think it's really fun. Yeah.
Hey, listen, those guys are pretty nerdy, so I give them respect on that. You know, I'm not a fan of the fucking music, but I like the nerdiness and I like how they actually do care about their fans. So that's good. Yeah. You know.
From Niagara Falls, upstate New York.
Yeah, Carl, let me do the fucking outro here, man. 15 minutes, man. Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everybody.
Carlos Romero.
Go watch My Hero Academia. It's so good.
I want to watch that shit too, man. A superhero shit?
Yeah, man. It's really good.
Dope. Adam Vale.
Give Wildlands a chance. I'm telling you, if you can, do a share play with a friend. I wish I had a demo. And somebody had asked me, what's up with Lucha? How come I'm not? Nothing. Nothing. We don't know what's happening. I mean, yeah, season 1 and 2 are on Netflix, but we don't know when season 3 is going to start up, because it was supposed to have already started up. So when it does, I'll let people know. But right now,
go watch WrestleCast too, motherfuckers.
Yeah, WrestleCast. We're trying to do another one. We're hearing some crazy. Yeah, I don't even want to spoil anything. Crazy gonna happen.
All right. And Brian Manjoma.
Before you watch that anime that Carlos wants you to, go watch Commando.
Yes. Yeah. Man, I was trying to work in. Forgive my friend; he's dead tired, but everybody's pretty lively tonight.
Remember when I told you that I was gonna kill you last thing?
I was like,
how did I work that in though? Come
on. Yeah,
you know, Brian, I met the director of Commando.
Really?
Yeah, he was doing a screening at the 92Y Tribeca a few years ago, and he did a Q&A. It was funny. It's to hear him talk about old school filming versus shit now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can talk about that after the show. All right, people, we'll see you on throwing your questions. Manny, you're gonna be good on that one, right?
I've actually decided to split to reverse the show, so now throw down your questions will be I'll fix it.
Obviously, the guys who are just listening to MP3, they don't know that because I'm playing the correct song of that one.
Exactly, but yes.
It's all good. All right, people. We'll see you next time later.
Later, guys.
Peace.